Christmas in the Be Our Guest podcast studios is brought to you by your friends over at touringplans.com and thewisdomofwalt.com. These two fine sponsors would like to thank you for your tremendous support during 2017 and wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a prosperous 2018. Now, let's head into the Be Our Guest podcast studios for a tradition here on the show.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1267 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Welcome to a Be Our Guest Podcast tradition. That's right, it's Christmas morning in the Be Our Guest Podcast studios. You know, it is that time of the year where we fire up the Yule log, you know, and we got it toasty here in the studios. Got a little light jazz Christmas music. I found a nice Apple playlist, Apple Music playlist. It's Sentimental Christmas, I think is what it's called. So we're chilling here, having a good time with some hot cocoa. Of course, the anticipation of the Disney Parks non-parade extravaganza, which will probably be called the parade special, but there'll be no actual floats or anything fun going down Main right. Street. So we're getting ready to critique that together as we do each year. So joining me here in the Be Our Guest podcast studios with her footed Santa pajamas, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and the mouse for less that wasn't even stirring last night. What's up, Ricky?
The mouse was not stirring last night, but there is a fantastic, if you're awake and wanting to look, there's a fantastic blog article today all about the Toys the Night Before Disney Christmas. So I'm just saying, you want to check it out.
But how was that ever posted if a mouse was not stirring, you know, Christmas Eve? Somebody had to stir to get that done, I would imagine.
So it was me who was stirring. Actually, it was one of our great bloggers, Christina. So she was stirring.
Very nice. the Disney magic can never take a day off. I mean, you know, the main mouse might not stir, but the minions do have to stir, apparently. So, how are you doing on this fine Christmas morning 2017 here in the studios? Now this year, because of budget cuts, we don't have like a real fireplace. We just have that log on the TV, you know, so right. it's not too hot. I mean, it's not too cold. I can turn the heat up if I need to.
No, I think the heat is perfect. I think it feels really nice and toasty. And you know what? I brought marshmallows to toast so that we can put the toasted marshmallows in our hot chocolate because I think that's delicious.
Heck
so,
yeah. Mm. Nice.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm thinking today.
All right. Now, see, because we do our, you know, gift exchange. We're going to exchange those here in just a second. But, you know, since I live here at the Be Our Guest Podcast Studios, mine are already under the tree, you know, next to the monorail track. My gifts, of course, are wrapped in The Last Jedi wrapping paper because awesome. I still can't stop thinking about it. And I'm no spoilers, you know, just I got that wrapping paper. That was perfect. So I see you brought your gifts in. I can't really tell. What kind of wrapping paper did you pick for this year?
Well, Mike, you know what I always pick. I always go to the dollar store and get the knockoff Disney wrapping paper. It's, you know, just a little bit like
Mickey looks a little oddly
printed.
Mickey
Mouse is what I think it is.
He's kind of like, you can see the pink and the blue where they didn't quite line up correctly when printing. Yeah, that's mine.
That's good. That's our Ricky, everybody. That is our Ricky right there.
Absolutely.
All right. Also joining us from the Magic for Less Travel, she's made the trek down to beautiful St. Louis, Missouri. We have Pam Forrester. Merry Christmas on this Christmas morning, Pam. How you doing?
Merry Christmas. And I have to say, I actually pride myself in superior wrapping skills. I will just say I love to do the wrapping. I like ribbons and other accoutrements that will garnish the package and to make a good display, because I just feel like that's my job. Like, I have to do it, you know, practically perfect. So my family says that to me all the time. They always are like, it's practically perfect.
And it's funny.
But anyways, that's, I love, seriously, I love when a package looks like fantastic. So I'm just going to put this out there.
So let me ask you this.
She's making me feel bad about my really terribly wrapped
present. I'm not trying to throw shade. Everyone's allowed to wrap their packages exactly the way that they want.
Since she's going, did you let Brian wrap those? No, that was you.
I could care less. You know, back when I used to be a teacher, eons, lifetimes ago, I used to tell my kids, we all have strengths and weaknesses, Ricky. So don't feel bad if you don't have that gene for the beautiful
gift.
At
all.
That's all right.
So let me ask Pam this though. Have you passed on the skill of the perfectly wrapped gift to Hannah? Does she have that skill?
No. In fact, most of the things I'm good at, she is not. So, I mean, and probably vice versa. So we're getting there, though. I keep saying, this is my standard line to Hannah. Someday you're going to be the mom. And then you are going to be responsible for these things. So, I mean, you know, because when she's like, I'm not taking the time to do that. I'm like, well, someday you're going to be the mom. So you're going to have to do it because the dad doesn't usually do some of these things. So,
But you can't say that. Like, I don't know if I could be a podcaster and a grandpa at the same time. Like, I think that's when I'd have to hang up the headphones. I don't know. That'd be weird. Oh,
very sad.
I know. No. I didn't even consider that option until Pam just scared me right here at Christmas morning where we're supposed to be all chill and drinking hot chocolate.
Her and Paige are basically the same.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, don't do that.
I'm going to start laying down that line for Paige, too.
No, she's got 8 years of school.
Check out her Snap story.
Nope. She's got to become a doctor first. We've invested this much. We're going all the way. You know, it's like, it'd be like running the marathon and quitting at Wide World of Sports. You know, it's like when you want to quit, but you can't, man. I know the studios in Epcot and that finish line are right there, man. I've already invested all that time. As much as I hate Wild World of Sports, we're going to make it there first. We're going to get to the finish line. Anyway, this is a great Christmas morning. This is what we do when we get together in the studio.
When we get together, this is what we do.
Maybe some eggnog here in the studio. You know, you got to start the morning off right. Anyway, so, you know, we got the... Oh, Pam, I didn't ask you. You know, your gifts are perfectly pressed in bows and bells. And, I mean, it looks like something out of, like Miracle on 34th Street or one of those old movies I've never seen. Do you have a theme to your gifts? I mean, Ricky's got the Mikey Mouse or Mickey Moose wrapping paper. Yeah, what do you have?
Yes, of course, because we're here near St. Louis. Of course, the theme would be a St. Louis Christmas.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
That could be scary, actually, just saying Ricky knows.
No, it's a quaint and historic St. Louis Christmas.
Oh, okay, that's a little bit better.
I was worried it was like a bullet riddled or something. I don't know.
No. This is back when St. Louis was, you know, St. Louis.
Yeah, kind of thing. Got it. 1904 World's Fair St. Louis. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, absolutely.
I like it. Okay, good. My faith in humanity is restored on this Christmas morning. All right, so let's give out the gift. So Ricky has the, we got to kind of unwrap these because the tape's coming loose and I can almost see what it is.
No, the tape is fine on mine. It's just the paper looks a little wonky.
No, because you bought the tape at the same dollar store as the wrapping paper. And it only sticks for like 2 minutes.
They have really good tape at the dollar store, I promise.
It's not scotch. It's like scooch or something. You know, it's like, it's so bad.
That has a completely different meaning, but yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Eggnog. Blame the eggnog. All right, Ricky. So dish out your present to Pam. That's a cool one. So give that out to Pam.
Mine's cut off.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay. I thought I'm supposed to be doing that. Let me unwrap it, for goodness sake.
I was so excited.
You're excited. I hear it. Okay. Ooh. Oh, wait. What is it?
Well, okay, so I got you the ability to snap your fingers, right? And we get to go back, all of us get to go back to that time where we are sitting in the pool at, you know, in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. hang on. I'm going to get in my clock. Go get your clock, Pam.
Exactly.
Why the blender?
Oh, yeah.
But anytime you want a little fix of the Mike and Ricky show, you get to just snap your fingers and you get the excitement and the experience of being in that pool.
D- Did we not later on that before we got back on the ship, after we got out of the pool, we were starving and eating everything out of the bar. Was not the activities director in there with us at one point?
Yes,
or was I imagining
that?
Dino, that's right. I was like, maybe I was just making that up. But Dino was there with us, right? Yeah, because like we said,
absolutely,
hey,
was there. He knew that was the place to be. Hello.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, yeah, that's what he said. It was his first time. So,
but when you're where the folks from like the crew members go, then you're probably in a good spot because you know they do that every couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yes, I will say, Margaritaville. I spent a lot more time than I thought I was going to there.
We all spent more time than we thought we were going to there.
It really was. At the end of the day, that was a great day. So, anyways. Oh, that's awesome. I will absolutely be using that a lot this winter.
Hang on. I'm trying to remember because that day was so fun. Did we not hang with like the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard in the pool too?
We did!
No,
Aria Speedwagon. That's right, Aria. I knew it was a rock band. It was somebody. Yeah, man, I got my picture with him. I got home. I'm like, I have no idea who this guy is. But I got my picture with him in the pool. It was so, yeah.
I totally went up and was like, can I take a picture with you?
How did we find out he was from Aria Speedwagon, though? I don't remember that part.
Yeah, he was from Aria Speedwagon.
I know, but how did we find out? Like, I mean, he was just an old-looking guy.
He said it.
Okay, he was proud of that. Was he, like, the bassist, or was he a singer? I don't even know, or... He's probably the bassist. I would imagine the bassist.
I think he was a bassist.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
I'm not an Aria Speedwagon connoisseur, I will admit. I mean, I'm sure that they had many decent songs. I mean, I know what songs they had. I'm just saying they weren't my favorite. But he was a very nice guy.
Oh, he was
really,
super nice,
really,
yeah. Keep on rolling. All right, Ricky, speaking of that, let's. How about my present there? I like it.
All right. You ready?
Hang on, you have to do it.
You should.
Hang on. Oh, paper cut. Hang on.
I know. It's that cheap paper.
Wrapping paper killing me. It's like cardboard. Okay. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes. I'm speechless. I can't even tell. You tell him what it is. I can't tell him.
You should be speechless because Mike Roman, I have signed you up for one race in every single state in the entire United States. So you have to run a half marathon in every single state.
Oh my goodness. Is that a gift?
I'm not Joey and I'm not Laurie. I do one race a year and it's plenty.
Yep, you're running every single one. You're running one race in every state. That's what you do.
Thank you.
You can say yes. That's question mark. Well, it's the thought.
It is the thought. Yeah. She forgets that I am now 44 and I'm now 21. I know. I mean, I'm faster than I've ever been, but I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know.
No, but you get medals. That is true. I get medals, and I'm really looking forward to North Dakota. So
it's gonna be in the dead of winter.
That's what I said.
Dakota.
You're trying to
Minnesota, so have fun.
Yeah. Pam, I'm onto this. She's trying to kill me. Is what it is. Basically, she wants.
She might be.
She's here in the studio.
Off you.
She's
she might
eyeing.
Be trying to off
yeah, she's eyeing my chair and this microphone pretty hard here in the studio. I noticed that earlier. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Well, thank you, and I'm glad that we have audio evidence before it happens that you were trying to off me with my 2017 Christmas program. So thank you. All right. Well, here, let me give Ricky hers. Okay. So Ricky, again, this Last Jedi wrapping paper, and this one features Rey, a strong heroine, which you are, our audience. There you go. So go ahead and open it.
Okay. Oh my goodness, Mike!
I totally tricked you with a big box because all it is a little certificate. But in there, on this certificate, if you read it carefully, it is what's called the no cancellation pass for 2018, which means when you go anywhere on vacation or especially to Disney, what is scheduled to happen will happen while you're there and not be canceled at the last minute when you're so excited about the event, which you were there. I felt so sad for you back in 2017 when something canceled
awesome.
And you were so excited for it. I felt heartbroken.
I was super excited. And then, no. Yay. So thank you.
And also,
think this is a perfect gift. No cancellations.
Exactly. Yes. And also what it gets you is moving forward. Now, this is only for 1 year because they only sold it for 2018. You know, like we can't book 2019 packages and Disney kind of goes by the same rules. So you get to be there opening night of every Disney Springs restaurant that opens in 2018.
Sweet.
So you get to get, it's back in the closet here in the studio. I'll give it to you here in a second. It's a hat that says Scoop on top. So you'll have the scoop of all the other bloggers. You'll be right there with
them. I love it. Perfect.
All right. It's the experience. Like I've learned that from Pam. It's not about the physical stuff. It's about the experiences.
That's right.
Speaking of Pam, here's your gift. So there you go. This one.
You got
Princess Leia wrapping paper because it's a limited time
Princess
only.
Leia.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Here, I'm opening it up. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Look at this.
So this one was tough. I had to do a little research, but I got you the best of the best. So what I have you is you have a weekend. So you got it goes from like Friday afternoon until Sunday evening. You have full use of a full camera crew. I mean, I'm talking the guy with the microphone on the end of the stick, like two angles, you know, so you can have two angles of your shots and everything. They're going with you from resort to resort to resort, and you are making those killer videos for the Mouse for Less and in the Magic for Less, and you're also, we're going to keep the outtakes and we're going to make those public, and
yes,
we're going to sell those on DVD. We're not just going to send those to me and
outtakes.
Ricky and Scott and everybody. We're making those suckers public because that will make you an internet sensation more than you are right now. So there you go.
I love it. What a great idea. And yes, I think you're right. The outtakes may be the thing that becomes my claim to fame, I will just say. The outtakes are kind of fantastic.
Oh, my back. I'm locked up.
Some of them might be mocking Mike, I'll just say.
Yeah,
but
it could be. All right. Well, enjoy the crew.
Awesome.
You got the audio,
so
the video. You even have like a... just a person there to hold your hat if you want, you know, or to bring you, a
like
piece of tie-dye cheesecake purse when you're at Pop, you know, whatever.
That's right. I will be like, I need water.
That's it.
Yes,
right. I need.
Let's do this.
You brought me a green M&M. Get out of here. I don't eat green M&Ms.
I do not drink anything but Dasani.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Ask for the other one when you're down at Disney. Like, what is does Disney serve Dasani?
I know Pam loves the one that starts with the E. What is it again?
Evian.
Evian, yes, that's it.
I hate the Evian.
I know. Loves it.
All righty. So, who's got to go where? I forget. I gave
that's
mine out.
Pam's turn.
Oh, yeah. Pam's got to do hers. Yeah. Okay, yes.
So
Pam, give Ricky's.
So now it's Pam's turn.
Oh, there you go.
All
give
right.
it to Ricky's.
Okay, Mike, here, I'm giving you yours.
Okay,
go ahead now.
Okay, let me. I love it. I love getting gifts. I'm speechless.
Yes, I knew you would be, but here's the thing. Guess what it is? It is a trip to Universal Orlando. And thankfully, I'll be there to help guide you and your family through all this because you're going to need it, I will just say.
All the help you can get.
I know you're a little afraid of it, but I think that once you experience it, that you'll really enjoy it. In fact, we're going to be staying at a couple of their hotels because their hotels are so fantastic. So we'll be staying at the lovely Portofino Bay a couple nights, and then we'll head over to that Cabana Bay because it's the retro one, and I know you like that retro kind of vibe.
I do. I like some
and
VO5.
We'll be doing all three of the theme parks, the Islands of Adventures and Universal Studios, and also the brand new Volcano Bay Water Park, so we'll be doing that too. Hitting up some of the entertainment there at City Walk, and of course we'll be dining at Antojitos because it is there. Wonderful Mexican themed restaurant, and you'll love that. But anyways, I think once you're there and experiencing it, that you'll really enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Just
so
both of us gave Mike things that we thought he needed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so here's my question though, because this is why I'm scared. Like, are there going to be horcrackers like all over the place? Because I just don't know that like I can get along with the horcrackers or the cruxes or whatever they are.
You're not getting along with them.
Well, I don't want to be put into a house either. I don't like that because they're going to assign me to some house of like, and I'll get a scarf, and I don't even like scarves, and I don't even like those colors, like the red and the gold. Like, that's my rival high school's colors. I don't want that one.
They'll sort you I into don't the house be sorted. That is perfect just for you.
I don't know, though. I mean, I might have to put, I'm only a Mizzou Tiger. Don't put me in some other, like, college house for Wizards.
They aren't mutually exclusive. You can be in two houses. You can be a Mizzou fan, and then you can also be in a house.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's legal in Missouri. I think you have to pick a side.
Yeah, no, it is. It's absolutely legal. You're fine.
I don't want to end up in jail. Like, no, thank you. Well, I see that it expires in 2018, so I'm going to have to put this to use here sooner rather than later, I guess, and give it a shot.
Yes.
Well, you will. You
all right. Stay tuned, everybody. All right. Well, last president of the year. Thank goodness. All right.
Bam, go Mike glitter. Seems to think he got the bad end of the stick there.
Well, I mean, I'm going to Universal, and I'm being killed by running. So, I mean, what can I say?
You'll love it. All right, Ricky, this one's for you.
Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is going on? Pam, what on earth did you give me?
I know. So it's another gift for a different kind of vacation that I get to go along with you. So
I'm okay
I guess
this.
I was kind of sneaky about this, but we're doing an Adventures by Disney vacation.
Yes!
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Are you
No, whoa, whoa. I got Universal. You got Adventures by Disney. Whoa.
If you are, then you can go.
That's
not.
What it's all about, Ricky.
Yeah.
We're going to get some content, some pictures, some video, and we're heading over to one of the European Adventures by Disney vacations, and then we'll figure out which one we actually go on later.
I love it. Let's go. Let's do it.
What? No. Not that I'm not appreciative of my gift, but what? You're going to go to Italy and have grandma, like all the dudes will get to sit by that pool like Steve did, and grandma will be making pasta or whatever that Pam talked about on that one. No, no, I want to do that.
Nope. You're going to learn about Universal.
Everyone gets what they need.
No, oh,
I need this.
Killing me.
Trust me, Ricky needs this.
Mike doesn't take good pictures. That's what it's all about. I can't post pictures on the social media as good as Ricky. Not as good.
That's right. Exactly. That's your problem.
My parents aren't master photographers. My dad's just a radio DJ.
That's right.
Oh, well, that's fun. Well, hey, it was, boy, we got some good stuff here. Now, here, I thought we'd try something new this year, you know, before we all, head our separate ways and get ready to head down to Walt Disney World this coming weekend for New Year's Eve. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be down there, look for us, and come up and say hello. But I thought we might want to share one memory growing up. It doesn't have to be Disney related. And, maybe post these on our Facebook page and you guys can jump in as well as you get some time. Of course, not today, but, maybe you have some downtime from work. Ricky, what's one memory that really sticks out to you, in your mind from being a kid Christmas morning? What do you remember? Like a special gift, a special experience? What do you remember?
So the thing that I remember most is, and it's not really something that I really remember seeing because I was so little, but mom and dad did do videos of us, when we were kids and it was Christmas. And so I remember watching this video back and all I can see is literally presents everywhere lining up the tree. You know, like that meme that goes around about that this is what grandma bought for Christmas and it's just the, yeah, the whole entire room is littered with presents. That was my grandma and grandpa. Like, they went a little overboard with presents whenever we went over to their house. And so it was, the room was just filled to the brim with presents. So that was like that's like the memory that I have. And then like the best present that I ever got was actually we got a puppy. So you gotta love when you get little furry creatures who you get to bring home with you. Although she ended up turning into not a nice dog in the end, but she was just a little cranky. Let's just put it that way.
So how did you find out? Like, I've always wondered, like on Christmas morning, like do your parents just bring the dog out? Like, because I've wondered about how you pull that off, like technically to surprise somebody with a puppy on Christmas morning.
Well, I actually, I found out ahead of time. I, I, uh, my mom said something about how we had a surprise that we were going to go do, and we went and we went and saw the puppy, and that was the surprise.
So. That's awesome. And Santa, you know, when he comes on Christmas morning, that is just incredible for all the kids that listening. Is. I mean, that's just
that Santa is Santa brought me one of my favorite presents that what I was can't that? I don't have anymore. But I regret like not keeping it. You know, it's one of those things where you just get rid of toys and stuff like that as you get older. And this was unfortunately one of the toys that I got rid of. And nobody seems to remember it, but it was this doll named Cricket. And she talked and she did stories and she was a little similar to Teddy Rupskin, but she was an actual like a girl doll. And I loved Cricket. She was so awesome. And I'm so thankful that Santa brought her to me. So
we'll have to look that was up the best on, Santa present. On
yeah, you can find, like, if you search, like, you know, Google, you can find her. But
I'm Googling it right now. She's creepy looking.
At the time, you have to remember, I was a child and okay. It was the 1980s. So, I mean, we had some creepy looking toys back then.
Yes, she, like, could have been Chucky's girlfriend.
I mean...
That's funny. So, you know, you mentioned though times like with grandparents and stuff. So I'm going to give my Christmas memory, and it was kind of one just year after year, like a ramen tradition that unfortunately we don't do anymore, but it was every Christmas Eve, we would go over to my grandma and grandpa's house here in Florissant. About, I was lucky, both my grandparents live within 5 minutes of us, but we went over to the ramen grandparents, which is about 5 minutes away. And they had a couple of fireplaces, you know, small house, but they added on to it. And they had a stove, like a fireplace kind of stove thing in the back room and just a regular fireplace in the living room there. And we'd have fires going. And my grandpa always loved Christmas music. So he'd have Christmas music going. He always had this tray of candy in the living room with Hershey Kisses and like walnuts and stuff like that. You'd have to crack with a real nutcracker. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's a tradition for everybody's family at Christmas.
But to me, and this is different, I don't know, but it seemed like it was always snowy on Christmas Eve back in the day in St. Louis. And now it's very rarely a white Christmas here. So, but I remember snow on the ground most of the years. But what we would do is my cousins would come up from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, which is down by Arkansas. And we'd all get together. It's one of the few times we'd see him every year. So we'd have the four grandkids together, myself, my two cousins, and my sister. And, you know, it was just we'd have a big meal there. And we'd open our presents around 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Christmas Eve. And it was just, you know, I still look back on that because we had the old, like, you know, console stereo in the corner of the room playing, you know, soft Christmas music as we opened the gifts. And everybody took turns, went around a big circle. Grandpa had an old train that he would set up every year. It was actually a gift to my dad and his brother, his older brother, that he surprised them with when they were kids. So it was like one of those classic Lionel trains that it was amazing. Like it smoked and it was just so cool. So I remember that. And I remember the one gift we got on Christmas Eve that really stands out. And this is the most ironic gift of all time because my grandpa was very crafty and he was a construction worker. He was a cement mason. So he was a builder and he built all kinds of stuff for our church and just that's what he did for his trade. But he made my cousin Chris and I was the oldest and he was the second oldest. We got work belts one year, like, you know, like a tool belt.
Yeah.
Homemade though. He made them because we were like only like 6 or 7. I remember we're standing there. We got football cardinal jumpsuits, like athletic suits, like the pants and the zip up jacket, you know, like athletic little suits. And they had the football Cardinals because the Cardinals used to be in St. Louis, the football team. And we have on our tool belts, you know, with like a little hammer and a little like that special pencil that was kind of rectangular, you know, like nails in the pouch and, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, we got the whole kit and caboodle, which is ironic because I can't hardly drive a nail myself. I'm terrible at that stuff. But I remember that was like the coolest gift because not only my grandpa made it, you know, for us because he couldn't buy them at that size, you know, at that time. So he made those out of leather for us, you know, and got us these little miniature tools somehow and stuff. And, you know, we were just so proud in that picture, you know, standing there in our football cardinal outfits with our tool belts on. And just, I mean, that was the experience of Christmas Eve, you know, and then we'd always go to our candlelight service at church. My grandpa and my dad would be ushers. So, you know, we'd go for that. We'd burn the candles through the service and then go home and everybody got ready for Santa coming the next morning, you know. So it was just like family time, presents, good meal. just like, it was almost like the perfect Christmas card experience of Christmas Eve for me growing up every year at Grandma and Grandpa's house. And then, you know, the anticipation of Christmas morning the next day and Santa coming to the house. So loved it. So that's the one I'll share this year. Great, great memory. So Pam, close us out and have a great memory from your childhood of Christmas.
So I remember too, one of my memories is going to my grandmother's house and, you know, like you were saying, Mike, there was this huge console stereo that was in her living room. And even when I was a kid, this thing was so ancient that there was always constantly, you know, she wanted someone to come work on it to like fix it. And of course, this was long past the time of when they really made stuff like this anymore. So that was even a challenge to get people to come and work on this, because it was really not so much a stereo as it was a piece of furniture.
Yeah, that's right.
It was humongous. I mean, really and truly. But so anyways, there were certain records that she would always play, always play. And the great part about that is that some of those records came down, of course, to my mom. And my brother-in-law had them all, you know, put in MP3 format for us with the skips and all, not that long ago. So that was a really cool memory. But we also used to always, we would all pile in the station wagon. And I'm sure there were way more people in that station wagon that are allowable by law. But, and we would go and drive through. She kind of lived out in the country, but people would really decorate for the holidays. And we would look at Christmas lights and drink hot cocoa and do that whole thing together. So that was really cool. I really, you know, I still, like Hannah and Steve and I will still do that, drive around our neighborhood and some of the other neighborhoods near ours to see the Christmas lights. I think that's still a really fun activity. And one of the things I really remember getting that I wanted so badly and loved when I got it was that Simon game. Remember the Simon game? Yes, exactly. It was like Simon Says, basically. You had to, you know, he played a combination of sounds, lights and sounds, and you had to remember the combination. And of course, it added one more each time. And I just remember being so thrilled about getting that. So anyways, it was a very cool Christmas indeed, the Simon thing. But yeah, I really... Those records, the MP3 version of those records, I love that it still has the skips in it and I can hear the needle and all of that. I just think that that's such a cool thing. And we play those all the time at my house.
Yeah, it's funny how music does that for you. My dad used to always play this Larry Gatlin Christmas tape like every year. And so now when it takes me back, I mean, immediately when I listen to that, because I don't listen to the Gatlin brothers, you know, I mean, like we listened to them a lot as a kid, but I don't listen to them anymore. But that tape, for some reason, just takes me back there. And also the Christmas song by Nat King Cole. I think that was one of my grandpa's favorites. He seemed to have that one on a lot. So, yeah, interesting. Yeah. And for the kids listening, just there's an app for Simon, I'm sure. Just look it up as an app.
I'm sure there is. Yes. But it was very technologically advanced for that time.
Yeah, it was. Four light bulbs and, you know, four different colored little shields and some beeps and boops. And, yeah, we were in there. So, yeah, I remember that thing. That thing was stressful, though. And the games, you know, as I think back at the games of our kids, they were kind of stressful. Like, we had this game where you had to put the shapes in, like, what was it called? Concentration or something? Where you had a bunch of shapes, but it would buzz and bzzz, and then, like, everything would pop up and it would shoot everything in the air if you didn't get it in time. Remember, do you guys have that game?
Yeah.
That thing stressed me out. Anyway, it's Christmas morning. We shouldn't be stressed. We're getting ready for the So what's the over under on the number of parades in the Christmas special we're getting ready to watch here as we get out?
None. I mean,
exactly.
I think that they did a little bit of filming at Disneyland. So maybe 10 minutes of parade. 10 minutes. I'm going for 10 minutes.
Okay, so
a lot of focusing on their latest campaigns and people talking about the 2018 things that they're focusing on. The gift of magic. A lot of gift of magic references.
Oh, I get pumped because I love going there and I love seeing stuff. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Toy Story Land and Star Wars stuff. So I'm excited about that. But what's the over-under on how many of these singers that I'll actually know who they are? Probably one, maybe.
Not many.
Is Garth Brooks going to be there?
Hey, Mike. Hanson is performing. So Mm-bop. Just saying.
Do
you
they
should
still
know
sing that
them.
Song? Do they still sing Mbop? That's the only one I know.
They do, actually. I mean, I don't know if they're going to sing it today, but they do sing it.
All right. Well, I got to get out of here because we are heading out to my in-laws, speaking of Christmas traditions. That's one of ours, so that the girls can be with their grandparents, and it just continues on. So, ladies, have safe travels home. We'll see you down in Walt Disney World this weekend. How's that sound?
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. Good. Cannot wait.
All right. Yeah. We're going to get out of here and wish everybody the merriest of Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, we hope you're just having a great time with friends and family. And again, 2018 around the corner. Thank you for the awesome support here in 2017. And just enjoy that time this week with friends and family, and especially today. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village, where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then, for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone. And today he is considered by many to be the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned put together have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life.